All right, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It is Saturday evening. This is March 20th. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2020, we'll make it through all the wisdom. 2021, it's already March. 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Why don't we go ahead and pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word, and we thank you for your mighty deeds that you have done. We pray that you would bless us now as we read your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go ahead and turn here, Psalm 68. All right, here we go. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, a song. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. By his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are in bonds, who are bound into posterity. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when you went before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. Man, isn't that beautiful that God cares for the poor, that God loves his people, that God is the one who is to be praised, and that this is both a historical psalm as well as a psalm of praise. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee, they flee, and she who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfold, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume within thee, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. I'm going to read that again. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits. The God of our salvation. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongs escape from death. Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and jump to it and say that's one of the verses I'm going to underline here in my Bible, verses 19 and 20. But God will wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of those who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion of your enemies. They have seen your possession, O God, the possession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations, the Lord from the fountains of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their leader, their prince of Judah, the princes of Judah and their company, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring presents to you. Rebuke the beasts of the reeds, the herd of bulls and the calves of the people, till everyone submits himself with pieces of silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Envoy will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which are of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. It is God who is our Savior. It's God who gives strength. It's God who has thousands upon thousands of chariots. It is God who is the Almighty. It is God who has always loved and cared for his people, protected them. And it is God who will one day vanquish all of his foes. It is the God of heavens who deserves all the glory and praise. For it is Yah who saves, and his name is Yahshua. Joshua. Jesus. He is the Lord of hosts, the one who will save his people from all their sins, and who will one day bring all the nations under his feet. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that we serve the Almighty God, the one who sits in heaven enthroned and who commands the legions and legions of angels. Lord, we pray that you would let us worship you, and that we might have our eyes filled with your glory. Lift up our hearts to you, and let us praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. May you go tonight with peace. May you sleep with joy in your hearts, knowing that you serve and worship the King of the universe. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.